Now we're heading to a Massey University farm near Masterton, where scientists are studying a sheep breed which naturally sheds its wool. Rural reporter Maya Burry has the story.
This mob of sheep on Massey University's Riverside Farm isn't being rounded up for shearing. In fact, it's hoped in the future the sheep won't need to be shorn at all. They're part of a multi-year flock study. Scientists are monitoring the sheep as they're crossbred from woolly Romneys to 100% self-shedding Wiltshires. Massey University's Steve Morris says the research aims to give farmers a better idea of the costs and benefits of moving out of the wool business.
We've had contact with farmers who have continually said the wool price is getting low for crossbred wool, shearing costs are going up. It's costing farmers to shear. And we had thought, well, you either go with higher value wool, and the simplest at the moment is merino crossbred, or merino in the 20 to 28 microns, but that's difficult in North Island Hill country where it's wet. Difficult in the South Island places where it's wet as well. So the other option was a fully shedding sheep, and that's where this project with the Wiltshire came about. There are farmers out there who are trying to breed Wiltshire sheep, you know, crossbreed, they're doing it. But what some farmers come to us and say is, what are the production losses in terms of number of lambs, in terms of live weight gain, in terms of carcass weight, as we go through the grading up process from the first cross to the second cross to the third cross and the fourth cross? Well, we hope to be able to quantify all of those production changes.
For Riverside Farm's manager, the Wiltshires are something new.
Digby Lowe is my name.
And how long have you been in this gig?
Only 12 months, so I've spent most of my working life up in the hills, so this is a bit different for me. Really, really enjoying it, yeah. Come off managing a place a little bit bigger, like 25,000 stock units, so a little bit different to here.
Yeah. How many stock do you have on farm here?
Probably about 5,000 stock units, so it's a little bit different.
But different challenges, I guess, as well, because you're working with researchers and scientists and they have different objectives, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all pretty interesting stuff, and it's a lot of stuff I've always sort of wondered about a little bit, so yeah, no, it's really interesting.
Have you ever worked with this breed before?
No, I haven't.
And how would you describe?
Well, the thing is, for me too, I've always been a real advocate of wool. Been in my 50s, I've sort of been brought up with the wool industry, and it seems, you know, this is quite different, and so it's kind of interesting, but I found them pretty good, a little bit touchy to handle to start with as lambs. Once they've been worked a bit with the heading dogs, corners are taken off them, they seem to handle pretty good. Yeah, I mean, so far we haven't really seen any shedding, it's only the first cross, so, you know, we haven't got wool line around the paddocks or anything like that. So one thing about the rams is, they were shedding earlier on, there was wool everywhere, and I did make the mistake of thinking I'll just get them in and shed that little bit to tidy them up because it looked a bit scruffy, but they're big buggers, and it was an idea, no.
One of Digby's daughters, Grace, is a shepherd on Riverside Farm. She's enjoying working with the Massey University team and her dad to learn more about the breed.
So I work alongside my father, who's the manager. I take care of sort of the recording and everything of the animal health, and he do a little bit of stock work, but we both work together pretty well. He's not very good on the computer side of things, so I take care of a lot of that. It's really nice working with Massey because we, it's such nice support, like working with Steve. He's such a lovely, or they're all so nice, and all the researchers are so lovely. So everything to do with the Wiltshires has been really cool. They grow really well, which is definitely, they grow out really well. And they have, you know, slightly different personalities. I think they're quite clever. They seem like very clever sheep.
Because obviously this is a research trial, is there any sort of special things that you have to do to make sure that, you know, the study has its integrity maintained?
Yeah, so we have a small mob of Romneys that get run alongside these, and they get everything done exactly the same as these. And so they, at Massey, they all compare all the numbers, basically. Weight gain, fertility, when their scanning percentage, you know, just everything. In general, dirtiness, as I said before, with needing to be dagged. We weighed the Wiltshires, we weighed all of their fleeces and compared that with the Romney fleeces.
One farmer already sold on making the shift to Wiltshires is Wairarapa farmer Robin Murray.
This year we decided to put part of our flock to Wiltshire Rams. We've done about 50% of our stock basically have gone to the Wiltshire Ram this year, and we'll see how it goes.
How many ewes is that?
About 1,300 of our ewes went to Wiltshire Ram.
So that's a pretty pretty big decision, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've obviously been producing wool for a long time. It's really, the change is driven by lack of return for wool, the amount of labour required to generate that no return, and the fact that I'm not getting any younger as well. We're hoping that we'll be able to make a change which will improve animal management and animal welfare without having to put all the work in that's associated with conventional four-walled sheep.
I hope it goes well, and are you guys excited about the...
Oh yes, we're really looking forward to seeing what happens, but we aren't expecting too rapid a change. Obviously we're going to have quite a few lambs on the ground this year, which first cross, but sometime really before we reach the full benefit from the change process we've started.
Robin Murray ending that item from Maya Burry.